Continuamos con el segundo acto del musical You're a Good Man, Charlie Brown, que comenzamos la semana pasada. Un musical repleto de preciosas canciones compuestas por el músico judeo-americano Clark Gerstner. En el pasado programa escuchamos las preocupaciones del pequeño Charlie Brown, las fantasías de Snoopy y la presentación de sus amigos Linus, Sally, Shredder y Lucy. El segundo acto comienza con Snoopy imaginándose como un piloto de la Primera Guerra Mundial. Por otra parte, Sally está algo descontenta porque la profesora le ha puesto un suspenso en sus deberes. «Vale, eso es lo que tú piensas», exclama Sally en voz alta como si se lo estuviera diciendo a la profesora. Shredder, que pasa por allí, le pregunta qué ocurre. Sally comienza a hablar acerca de su nueva filosofía, pero Shredder le señala cómo trabajan de verdad los filósofos. Esto no parece importarle a Sally, quien canta esta canción.
Oh yeah, that's what you think.
What?
That's my new philosophy. Oh yeah, that's what you think.
Well, why are you telling me?
What?
Why are you telling me?
Why are you telling me? I like it! That's a good philosophy. Why are you telling me? Why are you telling me? Why are you telling me? My new philosophy. The teacher gave a D on last week's homework. She said, Miss Sally Brown, your grades are going down. I could have told her.
Your new philosophy.
My new philosophy. Miss B, I'm she. Look, C, a D, a D. Well, why are you telling me? And that's my new philosophy.
That's your new philosophy.
Why are you telling me my new philosophy?
That's great, Sally, but I've got to go practice Chopin's Nocturne in B-flat minor.
No! I like it. No! That's a good philosophy. No! No! No!
That's your new philosophy, huh?
Yes! I mean, no! Just like a busy bee, each new philosophy can fly from tree to tree and keep me moving. When life's a dizzy maze on alternating days, I choose a different phrase.
Your new philosophy.
My new philosophy.
Sally, some philosophies are simple. Man does not live by bread alone. Some philosophies are clear.
Leave your message at the sound of the tone.
Some philosophies pick and choose, deciding what goes in it. Some take a lifetime.
Mine take a minute.
But Sally, anything that takes only a minute can't be very lasting. For instance, Beethoven took over 2 years to complete his brilliant Ninth Symphony.
No!
I can't stand it!
I can't stand it! I like it! It's like a guarantee, my new philosophy. And things are sure to be a whole lot brighter. Oh yeah? That's what you think? Why are you telling me? No! I can't stand it! Now life is free and easy. Much more philosophy with my brand new. You know, someone has said that we should live each day as if it were the last. Some philosophies aren't for all people. And that's my new philosophy.
Charlie y sus amigos están disputando la pequeña liga de béisbol. Una mala jugada de Charlie hace que pierdan el partido y se pone triste por ello.
Give me a T.
T.
Give me an E.
E.
Give me an A.
A.
Give me an M.
M.
What do you got?
Team. There is no team like the best team, which is our team right here. Show you we're the best team in the very little league this year. And in no time, we'll be big time with the big league baseball stars. For all we have to do is win just one more game, and the championship is ours.
Dear pen pal, you'll never guess what happened today at the baseball game. It's hard to believe what happened today at the baseball game.
I was manager, Schroeder was catcher, and all of the team was the same as always. But somehow or other, disaster struck at the baseball game. Huddle up!
Break!
With two men out, I pitched my curve, but somehow he hit it a good strong clout. Lucy, I hollered, it's coming right to you. She caught it as easy as pie, then dropped it. I don't think it's good for a team's morale to see their manager cry. Snoopy helped out by biting a runner and catching the ball with his teeth. Linus caught flies from a third-story window by holding his blanket beneath. Yes, we had fortitude, no one could argue with that. And one run would win us the game as I came up to bat.
Charlie Brown.
All right, Charlie Brown, we're all behind you, sort of. I mean, this kid can't pitch. He pitches like my grandmother, Charlie Brown. Now, all you have to do is bear down, just bear down. And when you get on first, watch me for my signals. And the championship is ours.
Two men were on with two outs and me with one strike to go. Then I saw her, this cute little red-headed girl I know. Firmly I vowed I would win it for her, and I shouldered my bat and I swung. Dear pen pal, I'm told where you live is really quite far. Would you please send directions on how I can get where you are? Your friend, Charlie.
Pero Charlie no está dispuesto a deprimirse por esto, así que se une al coro de Shredder. Pero una pelea entre Lucy y Linus por un bolígrafo hace que Charlie se enfade con sus amigos y abandone el coro de Shredder, donde solo permanecen cantando el propio Shredder y Snoopy.
Remember, this is a mood piece. We must paint a picture with music and words. And concentrate! Remember, adagio con brio.
Oh, give me a home where the buffalo roam, where the deer and the antelope play.
Give me my pencil.
Where seldom is heard a discouraging word.
Not on your life.
The skies are not cloudy all day.
Discouraging word, and
the skies are not cloudy all day.
Snoopy tiene hambre, entonces aparece Charlie con su comida, pero Snoopy, a pesar de que está hambriento, hace como si no le importara hasta que su dueño le ordena que se coma la comida.
My stomach clock just went off. It's supper time and Charlie Brown has forgotten to feed me. Here I lie, a withering, hollow shell of a dog. And there sits my supper dish, empty. But that's all right. He'll remember. When no furry friend comes to greet him after school, then he'll remember and he'll rush out here to the doghouse, but it'll be too late. There'll be nothing left but the dried carcass of the former friend who used to love to run and play so happily with him. Nothing but the bleached puppy bones.
Hey, Snoopy, are you asleep or something? I've been standing here a whole minute with your supper.
Supper time? Supper time? Behold the brimming bowl of meat and meal, which is brought forth to ease our hunger. Behold the flowing flagon, moist and sweet, which has been sent to slake our thirst.
Okay, there's no need for a big production. Just get down off that doghouse and eat.
Time. Oh, it's supper time, very best time of day.
It's supper time.
Yeah.
It's supper time, and when supper time comes, can supper be far away? Bring on the soup dish, bring on the cup, bring on the bacon and fill me up, 'cause it's supper.
Place to go, a bedtime, overtime, halftime too, but they just can't hold a candle to my supper time. Oh yeah! Hello, home listeners, how are you? Bring on the hammer, bring on the bun. Happy's little puppy loves everyone, 'cause it's supper.
Can't you eat your meal quietly and calmly like any other normal dog?
So what's wrong with making mealtime a joyous occasion?
Se hace de noche. Charlie Brown está triste porque aún no ha comprendido qué significa eso de ser un buen tipo. Pero, tras un sorprendente descubrimiento, se da cuenta de lo feliz que es.
I'm so happy. That little red-haired girl dropped her pencil. It has teeth marks all over it. She nibbles her pencil. She's human. It hasn't been such a bad day after all. Happiness is finding a pencil.
Pizza with sausage.
Telling the time. Happiness is learning to whistle. Tying your shoe for the very first time.
Happiness is playing the drum in your arms.
And happiness is walking hand in hand. Happiness is two kinds of ice cream.
Knowing a secret.
Climbing a dream.
Happiness is five different crayons.
Catching a firefly, setting him free.
Happiness is being alone every now and then.
And happiness is coming home again.
Happiness is morning and evening, daytime and nighttime too. For happiness is anyone and anything at all that's loved by you.
Happiness is having a sister.
Sharing a sandwich.
Getting along.
Happiness is singing together when day is through. And happiness is those who sing with you.
Loved by you.
You're a good man, Charlie Brown.
Charlie comprende que ser un buen tipo significa intentar hacer todo de la mejor manera posible y hacer el mayor número de cosas posibles en la vida. Al final, Lucy se acerca a Charlie y le da la mano, mientras le dice: Charlie, eres un buen tipo.